Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I give you skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, we're going to be giving you tips on cheerleader safety. Now, cheerleading is becoming...
What's worse, top of the pyramid or bottom of the
flyer
pyramid?
Is the one worst. That's the worst. As a matter of fact...
Flyer is the danger?
My daughter is just about to embark on a cheerleading...
No way. There's no way.
And she wants to be a flyer. That's the one they throw up?
Yes.
That comes down?
That makes the parent throw up.
Right.
Watching
so
I
told
up.
Her that she can do that. I'm going to dress up as a woman. She said that my chest was too big. She goes, I have the chest to do it, but she doesn't want me to be involved in that. So anyway, the things you want to make sure when you're checking out, you're vetting the place that your child's going to be doing cheerleading at, make sure the team that they're doing, they have rehearsed any sort of catastrophic emergency plan in case something
really?
Has happened. Yes. They have to have a contingency plan that's in place in case there is some sort of – because those things do happen, and they have to be ready for it. There should
aren't there more injuries in cheerleading than regular sports?
Yeah. It's very prevalent. It's very high. And the problem is the accidents are not like a bruised finger. They're usually
right.
catastrophic. So you want to make sure that there are external defibrillators available at all times in case of an emergency. Also, your child, make sure they get a pre-participation physical. Make sure they're healthy and prepared to be doing the activity. Also, the coaches. This is a real important thing, Lee, that a lot of people just kind of, you know, they go, oh, well, there's a building. There's a guy in there. They must know what they're doing. And
so what's a good coach?
Well, you have to check their qualifications. They have to make sure that they know the proper technique, the progressions, how to spot. You can go to the National Cheerleading Safety Foundation or nationalcheersafety.com, and that'll give you some ideas about that as well. But also verify that the coach has a complete background check as well. Again, coaches are going to be with your kids. You want to make sure you've checked them out. Just don't assume that because they have a building and they're in a strip center that they know that they're safe with your kids. And also important to make sure that you're aware of any head injuries or signs of concussion a child may be displaying if, you know, they come back and they're like, you know, all of a sudden they're not hungry.
They
they're
don't
listless,
know your name.
They don't know your name.
They forgot
they're complaining
what day
of
it is.
An unrelenting headache. All those signs and symptoms, something to keep a track of. And it's a great sport. Lots of kids are doing it. However, you need to check before you get involved.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.